And now to a different kind of competition, finding the best shopping deals. Black Friday is right around the corner, as is Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, even something called Women-Owned Wednesday. This year, though, it seems like many of the big sales started weeks ago. So what is going on, and are these sales really any good? Here to tell us is Alisa Sanchi. She's a staff writer for Wirecutter, and that's the New York Times product review service. Hello.
Hi, happy to be here to talk about Black Friday deals.
I'm happy to have you because it is a confusing world out there. It seems like these Black Friday sales have already been going on. Am I mistaken or is that the case?
You're definitely not mistaken. Back in October, towards the end of October, there was a second Amazon Prime Day. Usually Amazon Prime happens in July. This year it did happen in July and then it happened again in October. And we like to think of that as the unofficial start of the holiday shopping season. That's when the deals started rolling in. Obviously, there was a little bit of a lull right after, but now things are picking back up. A lot of the Black Friday deals have started already. They started last week. They're continuing on this week. And, you know, for the most part, the deals that you're seeing today, tomorrow, the deals you saw yesterday, they're just as good as the deals you're going to see on Black Friday or on Cyber Monday.
Oh, so we shouldn't wait, is what you're saying.
No, I don't think there's any real reason to wait. If anything, it makes sense to get your shopping done ahead of time. Kind of like lessens the stress on you, and you can ensure that you actually get the thing that you want to get. One of my worst fears when I'm shopping, it's probably now because of the Taylor Swift debacle, but is that something will disappear from my cart the second I add it to my cart. And so I recommend going ahead and just buying the things that you see that are on sale. As long as the price is right, why not?
Oh my gosh. Okay. You're setting us all free to shop.
Yes.
But so is there no such thing now as Black Friday? Is that just a term of yore now?
I think we're in Black Friday already. I think Black Friday extends past Friday. I think there needs to be a new name for it for sure.
Okay. We'll call it Black November.
Oh, perfect.
That's what you could call it. Well, what about the inventory situation? Because last year, stores didn't have enough, or they were worried they wouldn't have enough for holiday shoppers. Is that still the case this year?
That doesn't seem to be the case as often this year. You know, last year, especially with, you know, big ticket items like those gaming consoles, the PS5, the new Xbox, even the Nintendo Switch, those were kind of hard to find in stock. This year, they're going to be easier to find. You'll actually be able to buy them. They might not be on sale. And if they are on sale, prices aren't going to be like, oh my gosh, that's a crazy good deal. You might be saving a little bit, but you know, the flip side is last year you couldn't get them at all. This year, at least you have a fighting chance. And we actually did see a deal this morning on the Nintendo Switch, a Nintendo Switch bundle.
But couldn't this be all thrown into chaos with this impending strike by the railroad unions? They are threatening to go on strike maybe as early as next week. And so then shipping could seriously be disrupted. And then there might be an inventory shortage.
Yeah, that's true. I also think it's a really good time to lean into store pickup. A lot of brick and mortar stores, Target, Walmart, Best Buy, Home Depot, they're offering really good sales right now. And if you can, if they have it in stock, you should select store pickup and then, you know, like buy it today, buy it tomorrow, go pick it up over the weekend. At least you know it's there, it's reserved, you know you don't have to wait for it. And that can kind of lessen the stress of, you know, is this thing that I bought for my kid going to get here in time or am I going to be the Grinch on Christmas?
Right. What is your advice for shopping online most effectively so that we don't end up putting a bunch of stuff in random shopping carts that we don't really need or want, but look kind of fun in the moment?
Yeah. So this is like the kind of advice I give, but don't follow. I would say go into Black Friday shopping, Cyber Monday shopping, go into holiday shopping with a list in mind, come prepared, know what you want to spend money on, know what you're looking for. It kind of helps cut down on the amount of impulse shopping. It makes it easier to stick to your list and to stick to your budget. The other thing I would say, definitely comparison shop. If you see a really good price on Amazon, double check, check to see if it's on Target, check to see if it's being sold by Walmart. Sometimes, you know, all these stores are competing for lowest prices. So chances are you're going to find the same thing on sale for the same price, if not lower, somewhere else. And so that kind of gives you the option to shop where you like. If you have Amazon Prime and you know it's going to come in 2 days, maybe that's the way you want to shop. If you don't support Amazon, you don't want to support Amazon, or you just don't have an Amazon Prime account, you can order it from Target. Maybe you have the Target Red Card and, you know, you've got the option of going to pick it up in person, which I think is always, I don't know, it's always nice when you order something and then like can have it immediately in your hands.
But it seems, Elisa, in general, that people are cutting back on their shopping for the simple reason that there's high inflation now. They just don't have enough disposable income.
Yeah, inflation has definitely raised prices on everything that we're seeing out there. And that's obviously true of a lot of things that Wirecutter recommends. So now is a really good time to not only holiday shop, but maybe take a look around your house and see what appliances, what things in general you've been thinking about replacing, things that maybe are on their last leg. Now is a really good time to restock your home with those appliances, even small things like electric toothbrushes and razors and sunscreen even. Like those things are going to go on sale over the next couple of days if they're not already on sale. In any case, you're saving some kind of money. So it can be really helpful if you kind of think about Black Friday shopping in that way this year.
Well, thank you very much.
Of course.
Elisa Sanchi, she's a staff writer for Wirecutter, the New York Times product review service. Coming up, why law schools are ditching the ranking system put out by U.S. News and World Report. That's next on Press Play.